Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining me now, Keith Pompey, Sixers beat writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Sixers run at the Las Vegas Summer League came to a close last night with a loss to Memphis. And Keith, I know record doesn't really matter, but Sixers went 2-4. But overall, what were some of the takeaways for you from what you saw from the youngsters playing for the Sixers?
I think the biggest take for me is, you know, a lot of people want to talk about Zaire Smith, but the biggest take for me is that, you know, Furkan Korkmaz can help this team. He's not going to be a go-to guy, but I believe that in the future he will be a guy who can come in and knock down shots and create his own offense. You know, he's still raw, but at the same time, I notice it's just summer league, but he showed me something that I didn't know that he had. Secondly, you know, you look at Zaire Smith and you see why the Sixers are, you know, were excited by him. Yes, he's still learning the guard position. He has a ways to go there. But at the same time, his athleticism, you know, jumps out at you. But right now, it's just one of those things where he has to learn the position. And I think people have to be patient with him. But I think he will be a solid player for the Sixers down the road as well.
Obviously, Zaire Smith and Furkan Korkmaz are both guys that the Sixers have invested in as far as draft picks, stuff like that. Anyone make a name for themselves that maybe was off the radar and maybe have forced their way into a discussion of a training camp invite or anything like that?
You know, I think there are two players. Isaiah Miles, you know, a guy from St. Joe's. You know, the thing with Isaiah is he's only 6'7". And he was a center in college. He plays power forward, like overseas. But his defense and his shooting range will fit in well, you know, with an NBA team if they just, like, overlook his lack of height. And then another guy, Cameron Oliver. He's 6'8". He played on the Delaware Bluecoats last year. They were, you know, called the 87ers, and they changed their name. And he's extremely athletic. I mean, he's a solid energy guy. He can stick to three. He can play defense. He gets up and runs up and down the court. And he's probably arguably one of the best dunkers in like the United States. So, you know, you look at those two guys and you say to yourself, like, hey, I mean, the Sixers should at least bring these guys in for an invite and, you know, possibly at least have them on their G League team. The Bluecoats this season.
Anyone's stock take a hit during this summer league? Anyone that maybe there was a little bit of buzz about that the arrow pointed the other way?
Jonah Bolden, the guy for Jonah Bolden was the Sixers' 36th overall pick in the 2017 draft. He had a great summer league last year. This year, he took a step backwards. Now, you know, he didn't make a lot of shots, but the thing about it is, you know, he did play okay defense. I mean, he blocked some shots. He grabbed some rebounds. But overall, I mean, you look at him being a stretch four, you know, he just didn't shoot the ball well at all. Now, last year, he didn't shoot the ball particularly well either, but his overall performance was so much better. Now, the thing about it is, here's a guy who, like I said, the Sixers drafted him. He wants to play on the NBA roster this year. So it's basically when guys do that, they basically force themselves onto a team. Now, so what the Sixers have to do is if he comes over, they have to decide, hey, do we want to give him a two-way deal at least? Do we want to create a roster spot or are we going to release him? You know, so that's the thing. Now, I don't know if they want to waste a draft pick. So I can possibly see him if he forces his way, you know, being here either as an end of the bench guy or a two-way guy. But you have to look at it and see that his stock really dropped from a year ago.
Sixers obviously didn't land LeBron James. there's still the possibility of a Kawhi Leonard trade. But overall, is this Sixers team better right now than they were at the end of their playoff run, about the same, or have they taken a step in the wrong direction?
You know, I think it's to be determined, because we have to see how, you know, the two additions they picked up. You know, one is Wilson Chandler. They acquired him in a trade from Denver. And the other guy, I always butcher his name, but he's a forward, a mobile forward. He can play both forward positions from the Minnesota Timberwolves. So I'm just going to call him B. I'm sorry, y'all, but I don't want to butcher the guy's name. Now, the thing about those two guys is just we have to see how they fit into the system. Yes, we know that Ersan Ilyasova and Marco Bellinelli, two guys who they got rid of, or two guys they didn't re-sign in free agency, you know, they were great shooters. They were limited defensively, right? So if we look at these two guys, the guys that they picked up, who knows, maybe they can get them to the level that they were. But we have to be honest, in order for the Sixers to get further along, they need another big name play. They need another guy who can help, you know, take some of the pressure off of Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. And right now they don't have that. So if you're looking at it right now, yes, they could be as good as last year's team, but they're not better than last year's team.
And do you think any chance of a Kawhi Leonard deal are off the table at this point, or do you think it's still possible?
You know, I think it's still possible, you know, but, you know, it's one of those things where I also think that if you're the San Antonio Spurs and you know what a great player Kawhi Leonard is, you're going to keep trying to see if you can keep him to stay. You know, you're going to hope and pray that, you know, that over time he'll say, hey, you know what, let's just sweep all this stuff under the rug. Let me sign this extension and everything will be great. You know, you're hoping that. But I do think that if they come to a conclusion that they know that he can't, they can't repair like a torn relationship, that, yeah, they will trade him. But, again, the ball, you know, I thought the ball was in Kawhi Leonard's hands. But let's face it, San Antonio is going to wait until everything is exhausted and before they decide to get rid of him. So it could take a while.
Keith Pompey, Philadelphia Inquirer, joining us on Reporters Roundup as we talk 76ers. And, Keith, if someone wants to check out all of your work, what should they do?
You can check me out on philly.com. And then you can also follow me on Twitter at Pompey on Sixers and on Instagram at Pompey on Sixers.
Keith, thanks for the time and insight.
Thanks for having me, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.